and that ye may know to what tune this heart beats. Look ye here, thus I blow out the last fear. And with one blast of his breath he extinguished the flame. As in the hurricane that sweeps the plain, men fly the neighborhood of some lone gigantic elm, whose very height and strength but render it so much the more unsafe, because so much the more a mark for thunderbolts, so at those last words of Ahab's, many of the mariners did run from him in a terror of dismay. Chapter 120. The deck towards the end of the first night watch. Ahab standing by the helm. Starbuck approaching him. We must send down the main topsail yard, sir. The band is working loose, and the lee lift is half stranded. Shall I strike it, sir?
Strike nothing. Lash it. If I had skysail poles, I'd sway them up now.
Sir, in God's name.
Sir?
Well?
The anchors are working, sir. Shall I get them inboard?
Strike nothing and stir nothing, but lash everything. The wind rises, but it has not got up to my tablelands yet. Quick and see to it. By masts and keels, he takes me for the hunchbacked skipper of some coasting smack. Send down my main topsail yard. Ha! Blue pots! Loftiest trucks were made for wildest winds, and this brain truck of mine now sails amid the cloud scud. Shall I strike that?